BBC 10 Ways Trump Has Changed America Anthony Zurcher North America Reporter January 12, 2018 It's a quarter of the way through Donald Trump's presidential term, long enough to judge his performance so far. There have been promises kept, promises broken, and promises ignored. But how much have his policies changed things? A business tycoon with no political experience, he said he came to Washington to make waves. Has he succeeded? Immigration. The Trump administration tackled the immigration issue pretty much right out of the gate with its ill-fated executive order closing the U.S. border to entrants from a handful of majority Muslim nations. Implementation of that effort led to chaos at U.S. airports and a quick suspension at the hands of U.S. courts. Since then, the White House has rolled out two new border orders, adding a few countries to the banned list and removing one, Sudan. The latest measures have, at least so far, largely withstood legal challenge. Immigration enforcement has also been ramped up. 143,470 arrests for violations for the year ending in October, a 30% increase. Mr. Trump also announced an end to the Obama-era deferred action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, which granted normalized residency status to roughly 700,000 undocumented immigrants who entered the U.S. when they were young. The order has been temporarily suspended by the court and is the subject of ongoing negotiations in Congress. About 200,000 Salvadorians face an uncertain future because the White House has brought their temporary protected status, TPS, to an end. Mr. Trump is pushing for sweeping changes to the U.S. immigration system, including reductions in the total number of entrants, the termination of the visa lottery system, and greatly reducing the ability of current U.S. residents to bring relatives into the country. Those measures will be strongly opposed by Democrats, however. As for the Mexican border wall, perhaps the most memorable of Mr. Trump's campaign promises, funding is still in doubt, and the money to pay for it will almost certainly come from U.S. taxpayers, not Mexico. Making waves? The president has sweeping authority on immigration and border issues, and he's used it, even if some lower courts have tried to clip his wings. Still, there's nothing Mr. Trump would like more than to stand in front of a shiny new border wall. Infrastructure. In his inaugural address, Mr. Trump outlined an ambitious new program of U.S. infrastructure investment. We will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and railways all across our wonderful nation, he said. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. Since then, Mr. Trump's big infrastructure plan has already been just around the next bend of the road. Instead, Congress and the administration first focused on health care reform, an effort that ended in a string of disappointments. Then they turned their gaze on tax reform, which had a much happier ending. Aside from a few press events, such as a June announcement of an air traffic control initiative that has since gone nowhere, infrastructure talk has been little more than empty words. Making waves? Where would Mr. Trump be today if he had led with a bipartisan infrastructure program that was met with overwhelming public approval instead of travel bans and an extended acrimonious fight over health care? Tax reform. At the end of 2017, Mr. Trump boasted that he had signed more legislation than any previous president. While that claim was clearly not true, the 94 bills that reached his desk rank well behind John F. Kennedy's 684 and trail all modern presidents. He did close out the year with one major legislative accomplishment. Making waves? Mr. Trump can lay claim to the most substantive change to U.S. tax law in 16 years, enacting the kind of massive corporate tax cut that Republicans have been after for decades. A change of tone. There's never been an American president quite like Donald Trump. No one has ever held the office with no prior elective or military leadership experience. No one in modern times, at least, has been as blunt or as disruptive a force on the national or international stage. For many of the president's supporters, this is exactly what they wanted. They supported the candidate who told them the system was broken. The other politicians on the stage with him were phony, and the process was a joke. They asked for different, and different is what they got. Mr. Trump has said he's defining modern-day presidential with his free-form use of social media, his continued practice of giving unscripted campaign-style rally speeches, and his willingness to disregard many of the time-honored traditions of politics. In some ways, his has been a conventional presidency. His court appointments are largely in keeping with conservative desires. his tax package was a long-time Republican wish list, and his efforts at deregulation are out of the party's anti-big government playbook. But the way Mr. Trump has operated, and the way he has talked about how he is going about running the nation, has been one of a kind. Making waves? It remains to be seen whether Donald Trump is permanently changing the way politics is conducted in the U.S. A quarter of the way through his term in office, however, it should be quite clear that U.S. politics isn't changing Donald Trump.